Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Today he is reminding us of our task in the collective awakening process. You are doing what you incarnated to do. You are being. As you have been told so often, there is only one. This is an impossible concept for you to understand as humans in form, living in an unreal dream-slash-nightmare environment that appears to you to be intensely and unalterably real, firm and solid. But it is true, and at the depths of your being, behind the veil or mist that you have placed between your true or higher selves and your egos, you do know and can access this divine truth. Take time out at least once daily and set the intent very firmly and positively to access this deep and true inner knowing, and then relax totally, without expectation, thus allowing your higher selves to reveal themselves to you through your inner knowing, your divinely given intuition. When you wait impatiently and expectantly, you give away your power to your egos, and they will always lead you away from truth, away from Mother, Father, God, insisting that you are wasting your time, that you are far too busy, and that you have a life to live, and thus you need all your energy for practical things with which your human lives need to be fully engaged. But there are no things. There is only life. Consciousness, awareness, love, source, Mother, Father, God, the One. So, being one, what do you need to do? Nothing. You need in every moment to be. That is your one and only task, to be. You are divine, you are one with source, you are love. And there is nothing else and no need for anything else, because love is all that is. By trusting Mother, Father, God, and accepting yourselves, the divine and perfect children of God that you all are, as sinless and infinitely worthy of God's love, you are being your true selves, all that you can be, all. And your very presence in form now is strongly and most vigorously assisting in bringing the collective awakening into bloom. That is precisely why you chose to be incarnate at this particular moment in humanity's irreversible spiritual evolution, while also accepting that while in form you would indeed forget who you truly were, but would nevertheless follow a particular personal path through the illusion to assist in bringing about the collective awakening. This, the collective human awakening, is happening now at incredible speed, and there are extremely clear signs of this wherever you choose to focus your human attention. Be of good cheer. All is well. It cannot be otherwise. You are doing what you incarnated to do. You are being. Being is being love, which is your real and true nature. You cannot be anything other than love. Although as humans in form, in an unreal and very temporary environment, you can and mostly do choose to believe that the environment in which you find yourselves is a totally real and often dangerous one. And so you mostly use or engage with your egos to guide and protect you from the dangers with which human life presents you, believing that to be loving is weak and will encourage others to take advantage of your weakness. And this mightily distracts or discourages you from being. You just don't seem to have the time. And yet you can't not be. Remember, it was by your own free will choice that you incarnated, knowing that it was a most loving and courageous choice to make, and here you are seemingly lost and confused as you search for your life's purpose. To gain security, money, safety, love. And in the end, none of those, even if achieved, serve to satisfy you. How could they? only reawakening into your true state of oneness with Mother, Father, God, love, capital L, will bring you true peace and joy. Be fully aware that 1. You are here purely to awaken and to help all those with whom you interact in any manner at all to awaken with you. That is your task, your purpose, and you are carrying it out magnificently, even though it is not apparent to you, either because you are getting practically no positive feedback about your most amazing achievements, or because you are not paying enough attention, as your human lives in form demand all of it. Truly you are, every single human in form without any exceptions, most magnificent and wonderful beings working in the dark, and without a flashlight, to bring all to the light, and you are succeeding. Failure is not an option. It is impossible. 2. Humans everywhere are about to have a collective awakening into full conscious awareness of each of their own individual and most beautiful creative states of brilliance as one with Source, eternally in that presence. However, your free will is also an eternal gift from God to use whenever and however you choose. It will never be overridden. Therefore, there will be some who make a completely incontrovertible choice to remain in the unreal state in which humanity has been experiencing for eons of time. Those highly personal and individual choices will be fully honored for as long as those ones choose to remain in unreality. For them, life will continue as normal. However, those choices will have no effect on your collective awakening, because by those very choices they will be choosing to remain behind in an environment of fear, the state in which it seems that their survival is under almost constant threat, and in which it appears that conflict is an essential aspect of survival with which they have to engage constantly to ensure their ongoing existence as humans, the only form of life of which they can conceive. When they finally and fully realize the insanity of almost constant open conflict, they too will awaken, with great exhilaration, into the joy of that eternal presence in the One. All are One, so not even One will be excluded, because then the One would be incomplete. A total impossibility. Your loving brother, Jesus.